Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
In the traffic this afternoon, very busy on from the R24 N12 link all the way through Galulis and then down towards Van Buren at the moment. Western bypass busy from Buccleuch all the way to Four Ways, and out of Buccleuch interchange northbound, you're busy through New Road.
The Johannesburg Emergency Services has managed to extinguish a fire that broke out at the Sandton City building earlier today. The fire broke out this morning, destroying the iconic Sandton City LED sign. Joburg EMS spokesperson Tlolani Kumalo says no injuries have been reported. And the number of pupils that are in hospital for food poisoning in Bloemfontein has changed. It's now standing at 45. And looking at international news, in the run-up to the COP29 climate summit that starts on the 11th of November, the World Health Organization says that climate change makes people ill and that urgent action is a matter of life and death. Now, in a new report, the organization highlights how extreme weather events were costing lives and fueling disease. I'm Marlene Fischer, more news at 5.
Sport is brought to you by Superbets. Winning isn't just for your team, you can win for yourself at superbets.co.za. Superbets, the place to bet, spin, play and win.
We start off with some rugby news. Rugby World Cup winning lock Jean Clain, well, he's been called up to the Springbok squad ahead of Sunday's test against Scotland in Edinburgh. The 31-year-old comes in for Bulls captain Ruan Nokia, who suffered a leg injury in training yesterday. The injury has ruled the Bulls skipper out of the three-game tour of the UK. And staying with rugby news, Antoine Dupont will make his return to the France team as captain on Saturday as they take on Japan after sitting out of the last 13 months of international duty. Staying in France but moving to football now, Kylian Mbappe, he's been left out of the France squad for the upcoming UEFA Nations League matches against Israel and Italy, as coach Didier Deschamps omitted the Real Madrid superstar from his playing squad. It's the second successive France squad in which the national team captain has been absent after also missed out on the October doubleheader against Israel and Belgium. A Greek tennis star Stefanos Tsitsipas, well, he believes that the decision to extend several Masters 1000 events from 1 week to two is having a detrimental effect on players and the tournaments alike. This year, five of the nine Masters events, the most important tournaments after the Grand Slams, were played across 2 weeks. And in football news at home here, Bafana head coach Hugo Brewers has given the reason why he will not be giving Gaston Serena a call-up to the national team. Brewers appears to have closed the door for good on Serena when he said that it didn't make sense to select a player that is his age. And Australian breakdancer Rachel Ray Gunn has announced her retirement from the competition, citing really upsetting backlash following her performance at the Paris Olympics. Gunn said the intense scrutiny had been really upsetting and she decided to pull the plug on her breakdancing career. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
This Black Friday, Superbets is turning up the heat with cash prizes of up to 30,000 Rand. Register at superbets.co.za. Place a 50 Rand real money bet and stand a chance to be one of five winners weekly and get a chance at the shot of 5,000 Rand grand prize on the 29th of November. The more you bet, the more chances you have to win. Sign up now at superbets.co.za. T's and C's apply. Superbets is a licensed betting operator and supports responsible gambling. No under 18s, winners know when to stop. National Gambling Toll-Free Counseling Line 0800 006 008.
The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.
Opened up my journal to a page. Everything hurts me still the same. 'Cause like there's nothing new for me to say.